I'm now talking to Ian Smith, who is from Glasgow in Scotland. And can you tell me about your trip to Australia and movement to Canberra and the prefabs, Ian?
Well, we came direct from Glasgow, from Southampton, to Canberra, where my father worked. He was a plumber with the Department of Interior in those days. And we came straight to Narrabundah.
And whereabouts would he work? Whereabouts was his job? Was it on housing or housing all in different parts of Canberra?
Different parts of Canberra. It was the building of Canberra in those days, because there wasn't very many homes in Canberra. The population then was about 20,000 when we came in 1950.
And you were how old when you...
16.
Oh, yeah. And what were your impressions of the prefabs, the way it was outfitted, the house itself, you know, the equipment, like the toilet, the bathroom?
Everything was fine. Everything was new, brand spanking new. They weren't second-hand homes. They were all new homes, although they were little fibre cottages. But they were sufficient for what we required.
And how many people were in your family? How many children?
Four children. We had another one here in Australia. There's two brothers and two sisters and myself. There's five of us now.
And you got work pretty shortly after?
I had a job before I left Scotland at the government printing office in Canberra.
That organised a job for you before you left?
Yes, and my young sister also had a job there.
Oh, and was that as an apprentice?
Yes, as an apprentice lithographer.
Oh, yeah. And just what street did you move into in Narrabundah?
19th Street was the name of the street. Yeah.
And like, who were your neighbours? What nationalities were they?
Our next door neighbour was also from Glasgow, and his name was John McCluskey. And him and my father worked together. They came on the same ship. And his wife and children and my mum and us came on the same ship coming out.
And all the people in the street, were they all in the building industry as well?
Most of them were. And a lot of them were from different parts. We had English, Maltese, Scottish, not just us, other Scottish families there as well. I think in the whole street, I think we only had about two Australian families.
And what were the recreation facilities like in the area? What was there to do after you were working?
Oh, we had the swimming pool, or we would go down the Mill Creek and do a bit of swimming there. We'd go out to Through Hall shooting rabbits for food, not just for fun, but for food.
And what else did you do in your spare time? Did you listen to the radio, play cards, or sport? Or
played cards, rode a push bike around Canberra. A very keen bike rider I was, and soccer player.
And did you use Narrabundah Oval?
Narrabundah Oval, we used that for cricket. The one near the primary school now is the ground that we used for cricket.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This one down here and near Mill Creek wasn't there then.
And were you aware of, was there, were you aware of, do you think there was a class system in Canberra at the time? I mean, because you were tradespeople living here and there were wealthier people living in wealthier districts.
Well, there was a bit of... class distinction between the people that lived outside Canberra, outside Narrabundah, but not Narrabundah people themselves, because we were all, the majority of us were migrants, and we got on fine.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, do you have anything else you'd like to add to your story on living in the prefabs that you'd like to add?
Only that we enjoyed coming to Australia and the climate suited us. And every year that were been in Canberra, and I've been here since 1950, we used to go every New Year to my father's home. This was after I got married. We used to go to my father's home and thank him for bringing us to this wonderful country. And we used to have a drink.
Thanks, Ian.